Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
Remember that whole scandal with Tierra Marie? She was saying that her sex tape was leaked, then she blamed 50 Cent. 50 Cent says she leaked her own sex tape. I actually believe it. Months ago, a video of singer and reality show star Tierra Marie and another man involved in sexual activities was posted on her Instagram account. Now, the Love & Hip Hop Hollywood star claimed she was hacked and threatened legal action against those involved in leaking it, including 50 Cent, who reposted the video on social media. Since then, more details have become available. One main detail, according to the Jasmine brand, being that the man in the tape is married. And according to his wife, Tierra knew all about it. Tierra's former friend and Love & Hip Hop castmate, Milan Christopher, is saying the entire thing is a setup for a storyline. According to posts on social media, he says that he was present at Tierra leaking her own mixtape. 50 Cent took advantage of the fact that Tierra's attempt to putting a restraining order on him failed, took the opportunity to make that public awareness and make the public aware of Tierra's actions, even reposting a video of Milan and the guy and the tape confronting Tierra at her own home. And according to the video, Tierra is still actively seeking the guy in the sex tape. Good luck, honey. Former NFL star Brandon Browner has been arrested for breaking into his ex's window, assaulting and threatening to kill her. He played in the NFL from 2005 to 2016, winning the Super Bowl with the Seattle Seahawks back in 14, New England Patriots in 15, but was arrested over the weekend for allegedly breaking into a woman's house and threatening to kill her. This incident happened just this past Sunday. Browner is only 33 years old. He fled the scene before officers arrived, but not before snatching a $20,000 Rolex watch on his way out. According to police reports, Browner and the woman have a previous relationship. He has been arrested for domestic violence against her in the past. Now, police caught up with Browner hours after the incident and arrested him. He was booked on felony burglary, kidnapping charges related to the incident. And you know the NFL really frowns on domestic violence. So I see where this is going. You know, Whitney Houston's family is getting ready for her documentary, right? Well, in this documentary, it's revealing a lot. One detail Miss Sissy Houston did not know about. Allegedly, Whitney's own mother, Miss Sissy Houston, had no idea that Whitney and her brother Gary were molested as children until the documentary was being made. Now, her sister-in-law, Pat, Gary's wife, is responsible for getting this documentary made and was the person to tell Sissy the shocking news. She says, quote, "It was deeply a revelation for her. You think about her and it being a bit overbearing for her to hear and her kids not telling her, that's pretty tough to have to deal with." Whitney and Gary's alleged abuser was their cousin Dee Dee Warwick, sister of singer Dionne Warwick. Not sure when the film is going to be released, but I'm definitely going to be eating my popcorn watching. Jamie Foxx's name has been cleared in an assault investigation, which a woman claimed he slapped her in the face with his manhood. The woman said it happened back in 2002 in Las Vegas, and now police say the case has been closed. According to TMZ, apparently the statute of limitations are the reason. He can't be sued in civil court as the statute of limitations has run out. So, point for Jamie Foxx, zero for the Me Too movement.